This is Bill White with a VOA Special English Agriculture Report. Many Americans are busy preparing for Christmas and the winter holiday season. Buying a Christmas tree is a holiday tradition for many Americans. One study found that almost 80% of American homes had a Christmas tree last year. Christmas trees come in all shapes and sizes. Perhaps the most famous is the huge Christmas tree near the White House in Washington, D.C. The National Christmas Tree Association represents Christmas tree growers in the United States. It reports that almost 40% of all Christmas trees in American homes are natural. The other 60% are artificial or man-made trees. Many people believe that Christmas trees come from forests. In fact, most trees are carefully grown on farms. Farmers plant and harvest Christmas trees as a crop, similar to fruits or vegetables. There are about 15,000 Christmas tree farms in North America. There are Christmas tree farms in all 50 states and Canada. Currently, about 400,000 hectares of farmland is in production. The industry employs more than 100,000 people. About 33 million natural Christmas trees are sold in North America each year. It can take as many as 15 years to grow a tree to a height of 2 meters. However, the average growing time is 7 years. Traditionally, farmers grow evergreen trees for Christmas trees. Scotch pine, white pine, and Douglas fir are among the most popular. Evergreen trees produce cones. Most coniferous trees have both male and female cones. The female cones are called seed cones. They hold the seeds created by fertilization. Farmers remove fertilized seeds from the seed cones and plant them. They grow into seedlings. Farmers care for the young trees until they are about 3 to 5 years old. Then, farmers replant them in fields. Farmers add fertilizer to the trees and remove unwanted plants. They cut the tops of the trees to control how fast the trees grow. Farmers cut other parts of the trees while they are growing. This gives the trees the traditional shape that people will like. For every Christmas tree that a farmer cuts down, he plants 2 or 3 seedlings in its place. This year, farmers planted more than 73 million tree seedlings. This VOA Special English Agriculture Report was written by George Grow. This